A great lineup today. We're moving on. I want to thank Larry Weissman from USA Today, and we're joined along with Solomon Wilcox, the man from CBS, the best cigar smoker I know, to Seth Joyner as well. Seth, how are you? Happy New Year. Listen, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you your own take on the Philadelphia team. Here's Ron Jaworski from yesterday.
Well, I think first and foremost it's Andy Reid. As I've looked at the tapes, and certainly Jeff Garcia deserves a lot of credit. He should get a lot of credit. But I really believe he's only had one quality football game. That was against the Dallas Cowboys a week ago. Other than that, I think he's been serviceable and has filled in and done a terrific job. It is all about Andy Reid. And the one thing with Andy, he's very consistent. You know, he doesn't waver after you win five in a row or you lose five in a row. And I think that's why the football team has won five of the last six NFC East division titles, because of that consistency.
Because of that consistency, let's get your take. Is there a chance the Giants can find a way to win this game?
I think there's always a chance that they can win it. I mean, you know, they beat up on the Eagles pretty badly in their first meeting this year. And I think you know, Jaws is giving, you know, Andy a lot of credit. And I think that, you know, sometimes coaches deserve some of the credit for putting players in the right position. But those guys out there on the field are the ones that are getting it done. I think the greatest thing that Andy Reid has done is that he's realized that he can't throw the ball 40 times a game and run the ball 20 times a game, and that's why Jeff Garcia has been so effective with this football team. But if they come out and they can't run the ball and they have to solely rely on Jeff Garcia without play-action pass and the short rolls and his ability to move the pocket, you know, a couple of feet right or left, then the Giants certainly can win this football game.
All right, well, moving on, Solomon Wilcox, to the Chiefs. We're grabbing the playoffs by the neck. We're trying to cover them as best we can, as quickly as we can. The Chiefs have this opportunity because of a very, very weak Indy run defense. What would be the scenario that you see, Solomon, for the Chiefs to find a way to win?
Well, obviously, Larry Johnson has to start with him, but I think if you move to the second layer of what they're going to have to be able to do well in order to go in there and play well and win, Trent Green has to really play well. He's got to step up and be more consistent factor in ball games. Let's face it, they'll run it 30, 40 times, but sooner or later, you can't match field goals for touchdowns, something Herman Edwards just talked about. In order to puncture it into the end zone, they're going to have to be able to throw the ball some, and Trent Green's got to be able to make plays. His receivers are going to have to make plays. I think we already know Tony Gonzalez is going to get his. I believe Larry Johnson will get his as well. Quarterback has to make plays under extreme pressure from Dwight Freeney, Robert Mathis. They play very fast on turf when you drop back to throw the football. So he's going to have to get it done under a lot of pressure.
Seth, what do you think is the possibility that Trent Green can step it up after an interception-prone last month of the season?
Well, he's a veteran quarterback, and I think that, you know, he understands what's at stake. I think the biggest thing for him, you know, as Solomon has said, you know, they're going to bring a lot of pressure. So he's got to be very decisive with his passes. Obviously, if they're running the ball, that's, you know, they've got to run the ball to slow Dwight Freeney and Mathis up, because, you know, Dwight Freeney is up the field in all the time. I don't care whether it's first down or second down. So I would run the ball consistently at him all day long just to, you know, be able to set up the passes. And then they've got to be very decisive, you know, with the type of routes that they're going to run, and Trent Green has got to be very decisive with the football in his hands. He cannot stand in the pocket and give those guys, you know, time to get there. They get there in a hurry, so he's got to hurry up and make his decision and get the ball out, and the receivers, you know, they've got to make plays.
All right, let's move over to the defensive side of the ball with the Chiefs. Here's Len Dawson from yesterday's show.
They got two veteran cornerbacks, Surtain and Ty Law. They have been there. Now, if they can up their play against this Colt receiving core, Kansas City definitely has a chance. The problem is going to be, can you get to Peyton Manning?
Can you get to Peyton Manning? Can they, Mr. Solomon?
Wow, that's the interesting question. You know, Herman Edwards would prefer to play that cover two style, but with the confidence that he has in Patrick Surtain and Ty Law to go man-to-man on Reggie Wayne and Marvin Harrison, it really does allow this defense to get a little bit more creative with their ability to blitz Peyton Manning, with their ability to maybe double Dallas Clark and their slot receivers and go one-on-one on the outside and then bring pressure. The corners really are going to determine whether or not that pressure is going to be able to work. Can they hold up in coverage on the back end? I like Tonga Holly. I love Jared Allen, his ability to work. This is not a dominant offensive line for Indianapolis. It really is about the decision-making that Peyton Manning brings to the table. I think what you got to do, you got to get pressure in his face, you got to get a push, and then you got to get your hands up, because against any blitzing front with man-to-man, they're going three-step drop, and he's going to throw the ball. The key is to disrupt the timing of the pass play by jamming the receivers, get pressure in the face of Manning. You're not going to get to him, but if you get hands up, you can bat balls at the line of scrimmage, you can disrupt his vision. Anything you can do to throw off the timing of their pass plays, that's the only way you're going to be successful at stopping their passing game for the Colts.
I want to ask Seth Joyner the same question in terms of pressure in the face. Here's Len Dawson when I asked him the same question. Ken, in addition to Tamba Ali and Jared Allen, who've done a super job from the outside, can that middle of the Chiefs line get Peyton Manning to have to throw off his back foot, get in his face? Here's what Len Dawson said. Can't step up.
No. No. They haven't had all year long. That's been their problem, and that's the problem that Herm Edwards is going to have to address when this season is over.
What do you think, Seth? Is there any chance the Chiefs can put that kind of pressure that Solomon's talking about?
Well, I mean, I don't know that they can get it up the middle. They haven't done that all year long. But I think certainly from a defensive standpoint, you know, Herm has always liked to run the cover two. You know, he's going to have to change his thinking because, you know, they will eat you alive in that coverage. I think he's going to have to mix up some man-to-man, some zones. I think every once in a while the corners are really going to have to move up and back. To, you know, give Peyton different illusions as to what they're playing. And I think any time that they go to four or five receiver sets, they've got to bring a guy off the weak side. Whether he gets there or not, they've got to bring that guy to bring pressure, to let Peyton know that, you know, when you go empty, you know, even though it's a short passing attack, we're not going to allow you to sit back there and just pick and choose where you're going to throw the ball. Even if we don't get there, we want the pressure in his face to let him know that we're going to come. I think anytime you go empty backfield against a finesse-style offense, I think you have to bring someone off the edges. You got to determine which way they're going to slide the line, and whatever side they slide away from, you got to bring that inside slot guy every single time.
Well, I'm one that believes in pressure, but here's what Josh said about blitzing.
Who's running that program anyway? Do not blitz. I mean, I think you got to manufacture pressure with your down four, with slants, stunts, twists. If you blitz, I will guarantee you Marvin Harrison against Ty Law will have a field day.
Okay, so final question to you, Solomon, is how do you see, what are the chances that Indianapolis is going to win this game? Is it 80% or is it more like 50-50?
I think it's more than 50-50. You know, people talk about the Colts' defense. Yeah, they're giving up over 170 yards rushing per game. But let's face it, they play very well at home. They're perfect. For as good as the Chiefs play at Arrowhead, Indianapolis is better. They're 8-0 at home. They're averaging nearly 30 points per game at home. And all they need is a 10-14-point lead, which we know they can score points very quickly, and that takes you out of your run game. So that's why it's going to come down to the quarterback having to make plays. I give Indy an excellent chance of winning this game. If they get a 2-touchdown lead, you might want to consider it over. But let's face it, if Kansas City can keep the score close, then that means they'll get to use Larry Johnson come the second half in the fourth quarter, and that bodes well for them.
Okay, we're going to shift a big time to baseball for a second because we got the breaking news with regard to the big unit, and to congratulate Josh Burns, general manager for the Diamondbacks, because he had a little unit, a baby born on, I think it was December 30th, was it?
December 27th.
Congratulations, Josh. So you've had a lot of things on your mind, but give us the latest on the Randy Johnson situation.
Well, obviously I can't disclose too much. It's well known that we're trying to make a deal work. It is a little complicated because Randy has no trade rights, and you know, right now he has 1 year remaining on his contract, just 2007, and we would try to restructure that into a 2-year deal. But you know, we're continuing to work at it with the Yankees, and you know, as I said, it's a complicated process, but we've cleared a few hurdles, and hopefully we can keep moving it forward.
You think we can get an announcement by this weekend?
Unlikely.
All right, well, we wish you the best, my friend. We'll check in with you in a few days.
Okay, thanks, Nick.
Thanks, Josh. All right, guys, moving on to the favorite for many people. Mark Schlereth talked about the Ravens, but many more people are saying that the most balanced team in the NFL is Marty Schottenheimer's Superchargers. Let's start with Seth. How do you see this game? How do you see this team?
Well, I mean, he hit the nail right on the head. They are a very balanced football team, but and they've been probably the best team in football this season, bar none. I think, but when you get to the playoffs, I still have some reservations. You know, Phillip Rivers has played some great games this year. He's come a long way. Pro Bowl quarterback. I'm still not convinced that he should be in the Pro Bowl over Tom Brady, but, you know, there it is. But I think once you get down to pressure situations, I think that, you know, it's a different ball game once they move into the semis, and if they're fortunate enough to get to the AFC Championship, which I think they will, I think then they will have to face probably the best defense in the AFC, that being the Ravens. And I think that pressure, more time than any other time during this season, I think what they're going to see is they're not going to allow LaDainian Tomlinson to run wild and really control the flow of the game. They're going to put eight guys in the box if they have to put eight guys in the box, and they're going to force this young quarterback to win the AFC Championship on the strength of his arm. And I'm not so sure that he's ready for that type of pressure.
Solomon, how do you see the Chargers in a matchup with the Ravens?
Well, we've already seen them earlier this season. That was a game where actually Phillip Rivers played pretty good against them. And Marty, it was the very last time he went back to Marty ball principles, where they kind of took the air out of the ball and decided to use their run game, and Baltimore was able to win it. I really think that Phillip Rivers is very special. We've seen him at least twice this year in consecutive weeks come back from a 21-point deficit on the road at Cincinnati, and then more impressively on the road against the Denver Broncos defense, they did it. But I tend to agree with Seth. At some point during the postseason for a young, inexperienced quarterback, he's going to realize that this is a much grander stage than any game he's ever played in the regular season. And at some point, San Diego is going to have to overcome the liability of having a young quarterback in the playoffs, much like the Pittsburgh Steelers did 2 years ago, and then last year when Roethlisberger became the youngest quarterback to win a Super Bowl. Quarterback rating of 22-point-whatever played horribly in the Super Bowl, but yet Pittsburgh was able to overcome it. I think you're going to find San Diego at some point, they're going to have to overcome a bad game by Phillip Rivers if they're going to go on to win a Super Bowl.
When we come back, final thoughts from Seth Joyner and our good friend Solomon Wilcox. I wanted to end this segment with a quote from Ralph Benerska about the new Marty Schottenheimer.
What he's learned to do is trust his players and trust his coaches more than ever before. And those are his words. I think we're seeing them in his actions. We're watching Cam Cameron, the offensive coordinator, call the plays and not have Marty, jump on the headset and try to change them. He's given Bum Phillips, the defensive coordinator, same deal.
He's let them do their thing. We're going to come back and talk about whether Marty can let the players do the same thing in our last segment with Solomon Wilcox and Seth Joyner. Stay with us on Head Games on Sirius Satellite and Sports Box.